哈利路亚！再次跟我们诸位被主耶稣呼召来的好朋友。
Now greetings to all our brothers and sisters who has been called by the Lord Jesus.
还有在我们东奥克兰这里亲爱的诸位圣徒、主内弟兄姐妹，大家问安。
Including all the saints here belonging to East Auckland Church, peace to you all.
昨天晚上可能大家有点小担心呐，哈。
I believe that last night some of you may feel a little bit worried.
那个雨又大起来了。
That the rain has gotten big again.
不过感谢主，今天在这个圣堂里面看到诸位的脸。
But today that we are able, that I am able to see all of your faces.
让小弟也借着诸位将感谢献给我们的主耶稣。
I am able to deliver my thanks and gratitude to the Lord Jesus.
你们过去这一个星期过得好吗？
So have you all been well over the course of the last week?
可能每个人有不同的感受啦。
Perhaps all of us have different feelings.
但是至少希望在这一星期的最后一天，你们能够感受到幸福、平安跟喜乐。
I hope that at the very end of this week, this very day, we're able to feel a sense of happiness.
愿主耶稣纪念你们遵守安息圣日的信心。
May the Lord remember your faith in observing the Holy Sabbath.
大大赐福给你们以及你们心中所爱的。
To bless you abundantly and to bless those whom you love.
今天上午要跟大家来思考一个题目，叫做防备扭曲。
This morning, I would like to use the topic "guarding against distortion" as our mutual exhortation.
我们先来想福音这两个字。
Let us think, or let us ponder about the word gospel.
它的原文其实就是 euangelion 哦，这就是好的一个信息啦。
Which defines as a good news.
这个2000年前新约希腊文叫自首啊，有加上 eu 的。通常就是好的意思啊。
Now, 2000 years ago, according to the Greek original text, which means that you are able to observe.
福音就是神的救恩、应许与一切的吩咐。
Now, the gospel is a word that pertains salvation and also of those that are promised by the Lord.
但是自古以来，那阻挡人接近神的灵。
However, the spirit which always hinders people from approaching the Spirit of God.
我们给他另外一个称呼，叫做撒旦以及属他的人。
We give it another name called Satan and those who belong to him.
不断企图以假乱真。
He will always try to disguise himself as the real one.
甚至以部分的事实来混淆全部的真实。
And sometimes he will use partial truth and to shake what is the universal truth.
我们先来看一节经文。
Let us read a biblical verse.
新约圣经雅各书3:15。
James chapter 3:15.
雅各书3:15。
James chapter 3:15. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic.
这里说有一种智慧哦。
Here it describes there is a type of wisdom.
对的，智慧好像我们一谈到智慧，哎，大家希不希望有智慧啊？
Now, when we think of the word wisdom, do we long to have wisdom?
智慧好像一听就是好的。
Now, when we hear the word wisdom, it seems like this is something good.
圣经告诉我们不是这样子哦，不是所有的智慧都是好的。
The Bible teaches us otherwise. Not all wisdom are good.
我们看到的这个经节告诉我们，有种智慧。不是从上头来的
Now,
也是智慧哦。
This verse says that not all wisdom comes from the Lord, yet it is still considered wisdom.
它是属地的，属情欲，属鬼魔的啊。
This wisdom is, does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic.
魔鬼有魔鬼的智慧耶。
So that Satan has its own wisdom.
今天我们要来思考的是，它特别有一种智慧，让大家一起来想。
So today we're going to talk about a particular wisdom that it has for us to think about.
就是他是说谎之人的父嘛。
That he is the father of all liars.
那大家想一想，哪一种谎言我们最容易中计？
Now let us think about which kind of lies do we buy in the most.
如果整句话都是假的，我们很容易察觉。
If the whole statement is false, this is easy for us to censor.
但是我们翻遍圣经。
However, if we read throughout the scripture,
发觉啊，那个最会引诱人的地方在哪里？
We will realize where the most,
因为我们常常在读神的话。
For we often read over the scripture of God.
所以对我们来讲，分辨真假， 看似很容易。
So it may seem that it is not hard for us to discern the right or the truth from the false.
但是你要知道，魔鬼不是省油的灯啊。
But we have to realize that the Satan doesn't give up easily.
今天如果不是神的灵帮助我们，我们是斗不过他的，绝对斗不过他。
If not for the help of God, then we are unable to be victorious over Satan.
他的 IQ 啊，他的常识，他的能力远远超出我们人类啊。
Because his intelligence, his wisdom far transcends beyond us human beings.
所以最厉害的就是他有一招，他会利用神原来的话，然后改掉一小部分。
So the most demonic way of how he can just deceive us is that he will use the word of the Lord but to change bits of it.
用这样来混乱真道。
And so this way he's able to set up confusion.
来迷惑我们对真道扎根不深的信徒。
And so that so that believers who are not yet firm in their faith may be deceived.
所以圣灵又借着使徒告诉我们。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit through the ancient saints teaches us.
我们一起来看新约圣经彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter chapter 3.
17、18节。
Second Peter chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Verse 17. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen.
这里告诉我们，我们预先知道这些事，就当防备。有没有注意到？要防备哦。
Here it says, since you know this beforehand, beware.
一个圣徒要懂得防备。
So as a saint, we must have this awareness to be aware.
防备什么？不是防备我被人欺负了。
So we must take precaution, not because we don't want other people to take advantage of us.
因为我们基督徒，如同哥林多前书七章所说的，要甘愿受欺。要甘愿吃亏啊。
Because according to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, there records that as Christians, we must be willing to be taken advantage of.
可是有件事比受欺负跟吃亏还要严重千万倍。
But there is something else that is more serious than merely to be taken advantage of.
因为我们在世界上啊，不管怎么受欺负怎么吃亏，顶多就是失去这肉体的生命跟财产，还是上天国，知道吗？
Because it does not matter how much suffering you go through because of other people's fault, the most is that you perhaps lose your physical life, but in the future you still retain the eternal life in heaven.
这里告诉我们要防备恶人，被恶人的错谬诱惑。
Here it says, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked.
这个错谬原来的意思啊，其实就也可以理解成错觉或者欺骗。错觉跟欺骗，它本来就有那个意思了。
So this error can also be understood as deception or manipulation.
所以我们要接下来时间要继续思考。
So we are going to continue to ponder.
就好像刚才那节经文讲的，我们预先知道之后。
Likened to the previous verse we have read, since we have this understanding,
让我们能够在主耶稣基督的恩典跟知识上能够进步，长进进步。
That we are able to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们继续来看新约圣经加拉太书第一章
，Galatians chapter 1,
六到九节
，six to nine.
我们当中如果喜欢翻圣经就翻啦、啊、你觉得翻圣经会让你分心的话，你回去再慢慢练习翻，就看后面那个经文啊，仔细听啊。
So Galatians chapter 1 verse 6.
加拉太书一章的六到九节。
Verse 6 to verse 9. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. 7.Which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. 8. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. 9. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed.
好了，大家注意到这个经文里面呢，有一种福音。什么叫做福音？刚才讲了嘛。
Now here it talks about gospel. So what is meant by gospel?
所以最迷惑人的，对我们在座诸位来讲，最迷惑人的绝对不是佛教的道理。
And so for us, all of us seated here, the most deceptive word is not Buddhism.
对，也不是其他宗教的理论
，or that of the theories of other religions，
甚至不见得是怀疑论者或无神论者所讲的
，or nor of the words or truth spoken by atheists。
对于我们这些信耶稣的人来讲啊，有一种福音。
For us Christians or the believers of Jesus, there is a kind of gospel。
有没有注意到，既然它是福音啊，表示它这一套内容。也是在叫你信耶稣啊。
You will see that from this so-called gospel, this is also a gospel that instructs you to believe in Jesus.
也是告诉你这么做你就可以上天国啊。
It is also a teaching which gives you directions as to if you follow such and such, you are also able to enter the heavenly
kingdom. 这个是原文 Evangelion 调出来啊，在整本新约圣经其实讲的都是耶稣基督讲的那一套，唯独在这里跟你讲有别一种的另外一种哦。
So this gospel according to the original text is all refers or directed to Jesus Christ, but here the gospel is particularly directed to other than the gospel.
有人说啊，他们也是叫我们信耶稣啊。
You may say that these people also directs us to believe in the Lord Jesus.
他们也是叫我们到教会啊。
They also teaches us to go to church.
他们也是叫我们要聚会祷告啊。
They also teach us that in services we should kneel and pray.
他们也是告诉我们耶稣爱我们，将来我们上天国啊。
They also teach
这个叫做福音
耶。us that Jesus loves us, that in the future, if we believe in him, we can also enter the heavenly kingdom. This is also the gospel.
我相信大家有察觉啊。
I believe that all of you may have this discernment,
最强的疑惑
the strongest deception,
或者说最可怕的异端其实就在这里
or you can say that the most false doctrine lies over here,
就是那些听起来看起来好像也一样是出自圣经
so heresy is that the word that sounds like or seems like that is derived from the Bible,
却是似是而非的部分真理
yet it is deceptive because it isonly contains partial truth.
这个加拉太书是2000年前使徒圣灵借着使徒保罗留给教会的书信。
Galatians is an epistle written 2000 years ago by Paul to the local church.
你看保罗讲的多严啊。
So look at how strict Paul's tone was.
他说啊，说从有别的福音不是福音，第一个他严重否决不是福音，别的福音就不是福音啊。
So he talks about the gospel different from the gospel.
他把别的福音定义为什么？更改过的，更改过的。
So here he says that this gospel is the one that has been distorted or changed.
而且保罗在这里讲的超没爱心，保罗没有资格成为基督徒，没有爱心。
So you might say that Paul is without love. He has no qualifications to be a Christian.
他竟然说。所以啊，他说传这种福音的人啊，连做基督徒都不配。意思是这样子啊。
What Paul is trying to say is that for those people who preach a gospel otherwise, he is not even worthy to be a Christian.
他说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
So Paul was saying that, Anyone who preaches a gospel to you other than that you have received, let him be accursed.
各位好朋友，亲爱弟兄姐妹，一个真正的基督徒是永远不受咒诅的，你们知道吗？
Do you all know that a true Christian will never be cursed?
不管别人做法施咒啊，怎么样咒诅你，必不临到你的身。
It does not matter how other people cast spells on you, this curse will never be on you.
因为2000年前，我们的神，我们的主已经替我们死过了，替我们被咒诅了。
Because 2000 years ago, Jesus Christ has already been cursed and died for us.
所以这里使徒说的他应当被咒诅，其实换句话讲就是他不配做基督徒，连基督徒都不是啊。
So this let him be a cursed phrase is actually meaning that he is not even worthy to be called a Christian.
可是奇怪啦，他也叫人信耶稣，也在讲圣经，也在祷告，也在聚会，也在奉献。怎么不是基督徒呢？
Now this is becoming a bit strange now because he is also calling others to believe in Jesus. He also comes to church, he also reads the Bible, he also sing hymn and pray.
因为他改了本来耶稣跟众使徒的话。
The crux is that he has already changed the word that has been preached by the apostles.
再想想这一封加拉太书信的背景，为什么使徒要讲这一段话
？So let us ponder about the background of the book of Galatians. Why did Paul say this?
圣灵借着保罗的手建立了加拉太地区的教会。
The Holy Spirit has instituted the church of Galatians through the hands of Paul.
在保罗不在的时候啊，有一批。 他们也自称是基督徒
during,
而且还到处去传讲、
哦、During Paul's absence there was a group of Christians that arose and they also preached everywhere
他们倡导当时他们倡导你来信耶稣基督啊最好你要信得更高级一点啊连摩西那些讲的东西你也要做一做
And so these group of Christians they proclaimed that yes you should believe in Christian but we should elevate our levels one step higher because those that has been taught by Moses you should also observe
我们人都是仔细想一想我们人通常有这种软弱
Let us think we also pertain this kind of weakness
你在教会里面会特别去佩服哪一些统领
So,
大家不要对号入座，我不认识你们哦，我只是要思考而已哦。
So let us think, which believers do we show most respect?
我什么事情都做，我什么东西都吃，对不对
？I do everything, I eat anything.
我就特别佩服那一种有人很有节制力，很多事情他宁愿放弃不做的那一种，会不会
？I would show respect to someone who has self-control and they would be willing to give up to do or eat something.
哇，我什么东西都吃啊！
Because I
我就很佩服啊，他这个也不吃，那个也不吃，那个也不吃。哇，真的太有节制力，太有控制力了。
I will respect people who are able to demonstrate self-control by restraining to eat this and restraining to eat that because he has such self-control.
哇，我信耶稣啊，又看电影又看电视。
Now I am a believer of Christ, but I watch movie. I also watch TV.
我发觉有一种信徒啊。他从来不看电影不看电视连杂志都不看他只从早到晚只看圣经的你佩不佩服啊
I've seen Christians who don't watch TV or watch movies or magazines they merely read the Bible alone
我看见有人点头有人摇头啊，没关系但是啊你们想想看人会不会这样子
But let us think would we show respect to people as such
人会去佩服那一些、哦、自动放弃很多我们视同于权力跟享受的那一些人
We will show particular respect to people who are willing to give up their luxurious life or their rights, etc.
然后这种佩服就会转成另外一种形容词哎呀好有信心好属灵啊
You will then give them a description such as Wow, this person has a lot of faith or they are so spiritual
所以以前小弟不太喜欢跟那些比我瘦的传道站在一起这样显得我很不属灵、欸
So in the past I don't like to stand next to preachers who are thinner than me because it shows that I'm so unspiritual
一看到半年前的我啊你可能觉得这连问都不用问这家伙一定贪吃
Half a year ago, if you saw me, you will not question because you will believe that I eat anything.
好了，那讲回来了，两千年前也是会有这种人性啊。
Okay, so back to 2,000 years ago, human nature such as this exists.
你看，一样来信耶稣，有人在鼓吹说，我们要像以前我们的前辈一样，很多东西要分圣洁不圣洁的，能吃不能吃啊。
And so these group of so-called Christians, they started to preach the gospel saying that we must go back to the past to discern what is holy, what is unholy, what is edible, what is unedible.
很多日子啊，不止灵恩布道会啊，不止安息日啊，还要最好是啊，三大节日、七大节期什么都要守啊。
And so, of course, we don't hold spiritual convocations every day, but we must keep all the festivals.
好啊，你虽然现在啊已经受洗礼了，没有错，但是你要更圣洁更蒙主喜悦的话你最好啊第八天把你的孩子抱去割礼啊
And so they say that now since you have believed in the Lord Christ Jesus you must be more holy than before so on the eighth day you should take your sons to receive circumcision
所以我们这几天晚上有讲到启示录讲到一个尼哥来党主要的意思那就是一直在分门别类
So recently we have been studying the book of Revelation We have talked particular the group called Nicolai and
甚至它的本来的意思不是要去分门别类
The nature of them is to be divisive Initially that was not their aim
保罗写加拉太书就是一开始在阐明不可以这样子
So the motive of Paul writing Galatians is saying that you should not be like this Because more you go like this the more complicated it gets
那神不是来给我们恩典不是释放我们呢
Now God gave us, well, God deemed to give us grace and to release us
所以这里提到 既然有被更改过的，那就有原来的福音，对不对？
Now, since there is a gospel that has been distorted, there should be a so-called authentic one.
所谓的原来指的是什么呢？
So what is the authentic gospel?
指的就是众先知、耶稣、使徒所传的那一套道理。
It's the gospel preached by Jesus, the prophets, and all the ancient saints.
对两千年前的弟兄姐妹来讲，就是耶稣跟使徒他们自己做与不做的那些事啊。
So, in simpler words, these are the word or the things that Jesus have done or have not done, or that the apostles have done and not done.
这些人说他是基督徒，信耶稣啊。
And these people, they claim that we are Christians, we believe in the Lord.
他们也相信一神。
They also believe in the one God.
甚至他们的行为比起那些外邦入信的统领更加敬虔。
And they, so their conducts and deeds are superior and are far better than those non-believers.
他们的标准更高。
They have a higher standard.
可以说是更高超的。
We can say that they are more superseding.
但是他们所说的这些啊，有一种是远远超过了，有一种现在啊是远远不够，两种状况。
And so they, the phenomenon is that for some parts they have over transcended, and also there are also certain areas where they haven't done enough.
我们要知道福音成立的条件。
We have to understand the requisites for the establishment of the gospel.
不能啊。类似好像啊。
So, this gospel cannot be established because it's similar to or that it's very close to.
经文告诉我们必须是全备。
The Bible teaches us that the gospel has to be absolute.
我们接下来来看三段经文继续思考这个问题。
Let us read three more scripture.
我们请看提摩太后书一章十三节。
2 Timothy 1:13.
提摩太后书一章十三节
2 Timothy 1:13 Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me and faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
这里有没有注意到纯正话语的规模？
Here it saysThe pattern of sound words which you have been heard from me.
保罗对这一位年轻传道者，就是做圣工跟信仰传承的时候，在提醒他。
So Paul was reminding the person he's passing the baton to.
他不是只有说你从我这边听到的那些话，不是这么简单。
He did not mention merely the words that you have heard from me.
他还是在这个话的前面加上纯正的。
But he has added an adjective, pattern of sound words.
对啊，有 pattern 呢，有一个 pattern 是什么？你们知道吗？一个标准，一个模式，一个模范呢。
So this is a model or a pattern.
这个纯正是什么意思啊？
What does sound mean?
这个纯正在整本新约圣经都翻成纯正，但是有两个地方我提供给各位参考。
So there are also two places in the Bible which defines this word.
在路加福音五章三十一节不用翻了，主耶稣说有病的人，无病的人不需要医生，有病的人他需要医生，那个无病的人就是这一个字的原文，纯正的无病的啦。
Verse 31, Jesus talks about those who are without sickness does not need a doctor, and so this without sickness is also the same word as the word sound.
没有毛病的，
that you have no blemishes.
所以这个纯正原来还有意思就是健壮的，完全的。
So the word sound also can be defined or contains the definition of perfectness.
另外一节经节把这个纯正翻译成叫做无病无痛的。
Now another scripture also defines this sound as without sickness and without pain.
好，所以注意啊，我们从主所领受的话，你千万要注意两个重点哦，它纯不纯，它是不是一个 pattern？ 怎样知道啊？
And so when you receive the gospel, you need to discern whether this is sound word and whether this is a pattern.
你不一样的 pattern， 你做出来的衣服啊。模板不一样，一定不一样啊！
If you,
虽然都是衣服啊。
If you make clothes out of a different pattern, you won't be making the clothes that you are wanting to make.
我们再来看哥罗西书一章的二十五节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 25.
哥罗西书一章二十五节。好，二十。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 25. Verse 25, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God.
注意哦，这里说要把神的道理传得全备，不是只讲传道理。
So here it talks about that this gospel has to be absolute.
而是要把神的道理传得充充满满的，传得完完全全的，是这个意思。
So which means that this gospel needs to be preached in fulfillment.
因为不然到后来
completeness.
一开始你只是觉得小问题，几十年后、百年后、几百年后，这个叫做失之毫厘，差之千里。
So in the short term, you may not observe any difference, but in the long run, after years or after tens of years, you see that the direction has gone astray vastly.
你不要以为在这里啊，很近的时候只是差一度啊。
So do not think that this is only 1 degree difference.
你把它延伸到10,000公里之后，你知道那差多少吗
？Now, if you extend the line to 1 mile later, you see the vast difference.
我们再来看新约圣经犹大书第三节
Jude verse 3
启示录前面那一卷哦，倒数第二卷犹大书第三节
Jude verse 3
再麻烦你
verse 3 Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints.
Amen.大家注意到这一经节的重点哦。
So have you realized the main point of this verse?
现在有些人啊说，主耶稣依然跟我们同在，也是我们智慧。
Some people they claim that Jesus is still with us and he gives us wisdom.
所以主耶稣会根据现在的需要啊，不断的带领我们，不断的启示我们。注意哦，有这种说法，
and that,
不断的启示我们。
Okay, so the point of this is that they say now Jesus will guide us and continuously show revelation to us according to our modern needs.
像听起来好像只有他的神是活的，其他的人的神都是死的啊，因为他的神会不断的给他新东西啊 new things.
Okay, so it seems like that the God of this person is alive, and our God is dead because his God will always update him with new things.
这样听起来好像很合理吧
？It sounds kind of reasonable.
注意啦，这个圣经告诉我们，我们的神是活的 ，living God 没有错啊。
So this verse is stressing that our God is a living God.
但是在神赐给我们的话语这一点上面啊。不能这样去看他。
But in terms of the word that he bestows us, we cannot interpret it in this way.
你看这一节里面讲的真道，不要忘记前面有两个重要的形容词哦。
And so do not forget the adjective just before the word.
对对对，一次是从前 before 以前啊，你要注意这个是从前啊。
So you have to take heed to this adjective that words from before.
然后第二个重点是一次就交付啦 ，didomi， 一次就给你啦，什么意思？
And the second main point here is delivered to you once and for all.
不会哈、哦，分期付款。
So you don't pay this in
不会
in time,
一直一直点一直给你，到现在还在给你。
So it is the word of the Lord does not.It's not given bit by bit.
也就是我们所领受跟我们得救相关的所有的话语，其实已经全部都给我们了，没有那个还没有给我们，或者现在还继续在给我们的。
So this verse is stressing that the word which Jesus have given us, the word pertaining to salvation, has been given to us in full once and for all.
所以启示录最后才说啊。最后圣经最后一卷嘛，说这个已经封上了。
So the book of Revelation says that this has been sealed.
这里面的字句啊，都不能增加，也不能减少，
that,
就这个意思啊。
In the scripture, nothing can be added and nothing can be subtracted. This is what it means.
哇，你知道现在有很多世界上的基督教派不信这一套啊。
You will realize a lot of Christian denominations they don't buy this.
各位，我要发财，我也很简单呐、啊。我现在就说，哎呀。昨天晚上主耶稣来告诉我们啊，给我一个愿景，我回台湾的时候要有一台新的喷射机啊。
If I want to make money, I can easily say that yesterday the Lord has shown me a vision saying that after I go back to Taiwan this time around, I will want a jet plane.
不用太贵的啊，1亿美金就可以了。
Probably
你们要奉献。
Just $1 billion, so you all have to make offerings to me.
我讲这个哈、哦， 是因为真的我听过有美国的牧师这样在讲。
I'm giving this example because I have heard pastors from USA that have said this.
不用太多，而且他是买第二台哦。
You don't have to offer too much. This is only my second jet plane.
他们信徒比我们更有钱，所以真的奉献出来，再买$1,000,000一台喷射机载着他。他说，主启示我要我做的这个到世界各地传福音，拜托你就把钱分给穷人就好了啊，你。对不对？
So this pastor is saying that the Lord has revealed to me that you have to make offerings to me so I can buy the second jet so I am able to travel by this jet to preach the gospel.
你知道他们的信徒有多少万，比我们更多更富有？
Do you know?
怎么想不通呢？灵的迷惑。
These people, these believers are far more a number compared to TJC, but because of the Spirit, they have all been deceived.
或者有些说，哎呀，我已经禁食祷告一个礼拜了，昨天突然一道圣光照进我的头脑，告诉我什么东西？要小心啊。
Perhaps some people, they say, I have fasted and prayed for 1 week, and last night, the Lord has shown me a vision, this ray of light has shone upon me. Now,、哎、be very careful.
我痛哭流涕在祷告的时候，突然前面出现了一个全身穿白衣发光，我看不清楚脸的。
我说
的，小心啊，那个无脸男，你要小心啊。
Or maybe this person said, I have cried in my prayer, and this white person has appeared in front of me, but I can't see his face. Be very careful.
因为经文告诉我们，连魔鬼也会装成光明的天使来。
For the scripture has taught us that even Satan can disguise himself as a bright angel.
人要是有私欲，然后还以为这是在为主热心，
Now,
这个很容易被做工的。
If we have carnal desires and we still think that we are showing this zealousness for the Lord, then you will be taken advantage.
以圣经的角度看。
So from the biblical perspective,
任谁更改了，不管是多是少，
it does not matter how much a person has changed the word of God.
不管你本意是善还是恶，
regardless whether you've done this with a good intention or not,
都是绝对不可以的。
This is unacceptable.
这是不被圣灵跟使徒认可的。
This is not acknowledged or consented by the ancient saints nor the Lord.
更改就是扭曲啊。
This kind of change is distortion.
那我们继续来讲，这种扭曲啊，最鲜明的例子其实就是造成今天大家这么痛苦的原因。
Now this distortion is the cause of why all of us are suffering.
这种扭曲，创世的时候我们始祖就遇上了，怎么遇的？我们现在来思考啊。
Now let us think about how our forefathers has encountered such distortion.
我们请来看旧约圣经创世纪第一卷啊，创世纪三章。
Let us read Genesis chapter 3, the first
一到六节。
Verses 1 to verse 6.
Verse
1, Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Has God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? 2. And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. 4. Then the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die. 5.For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. 6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for good, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took one of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
好了，我们看啊，就这样子，这一个事件发生之后，罪从一人入了世界。
So after this incident, sin has entered the world through one man.
我们今天有这么多痛苦，要生离死别，要病痛，要死亡，这么多征战，就是罪入了世界开始。
Today, the fact that we suffer life and death, sickness and pain, is because sin has entered the world.
来，你们看到扭曲，这个扭曲是谁造成的？很明显嘛，那个古蛇，对不对
？Look at this distortion. Who created this distortion? It was the ancient serpent, was it not?
这个古蛇另外的称呼又是古龙，就是魔鬼撒旦。
You can also call this as the ancient dragon or Satan.
可是全部是他的责任吗？不全然。
But can you say that he needs to be held account for everything?
因为如果全部是蛇的责任的话，这样神判错了。
Because if the Satan has to pay 100% accountability, then God has made a wrong judgment.
因为这样亚当夏娃也是受害者，怎么也判他们受咒诅呢？是不是
？You might think that Adam and Eve they are victims. Why are they accursed?
不是啊，这一个骗局，亚当夏娃自己要负担接近一半以上的责任，甚至比蛇更多。
We have to say that. in this incident of deception, Adam and Eve have to be held accountable for over 50% of the responsibility.
我们看蛇讲话很有智慧，看第一节，再看第一节。
So let us reread verse 1.
神岂是真说？有注意到吗？
Has God indeed said?
诶，神才讲过多少话？
Now, how much word had God spoken just before that?
如果夏娃能清楚记住神的话语，清楚记住而且不怀疑的话。
Now, should Eve remember clearly the instructions and the words spoken by the Lord?
哪有空间那让这一条蛇做出启示的假设嘛？
Why would she allow the serpent to even make an assumption asking, has God indeed said?
可惜我们看到夏娃动摇了。
But unfortunately, we see there's a doubt in Eve's heart.
各位弟兄姐妹，为什么我们勉励大家多聚会、多读经，要求真理的圣灵？
Now, why is it that we encourage brothers and sisters to come to service often, to read the Bible often, and to pray, asking for the Holy Spirit?
这不是吃饱没事干，怕你们没事做啊，这样你们忙着搞热闹的啊。
It is not something for you to do in your spare time.
因为多读经、多聚会，我们就能更精确地掌握神的话。
Because the more we come to service, the more we read Bible, then we are more able to show firmness in the Word of God.
就是为了防止我们对于神的话不熟悉，成了魔鬼攻击的地方啊。
This is to guard against how we can be attacked by the devil.
所以有时候我们聚会当中，大家听起来好像有些内容会重复。
So a lot of time you may hear repetitions in sermons.
这难免的重复，难道不是一再的复习吗？
Is this repetition not a revision for you?
曾经有同龄跟小弟说过说，哎呀，传道，我们好像有些领会者都在炒冷饭，你们听得懂吗？
There are believers who once said that, oh, a preacher, you know some sermonizers, they like to repeat their sermons again and again.
我说炒冷饭好啊。
I said, this is good.
Yeah, 那为什么炒冷饭你们知道吗？
Why do we need to repeat?
他们说不需要炒冷饭嘛。
They said there's no need for repetition.
我说因为传道一直觉得你们都没有吃饱啊。
Because the preacher thinks that you are not spiritually full.
有些道理为什么一再重复？大家有想过原因吗？
Have you thought about why some words are spoken again and again?
讲一次大家都做得好的话，我讲三次我是太无聊了。
Now, if should you have already accomplished what is instructed, then if I repeat the sermon three times, it's not good. 大家有没有发觉，
2000年前主耶稣超会炒冷饭的？
Have you realized 2000 years ago, Jesus loves to repeat?
就一个教我们互相赦免的道理，你知道他用多少方式在讲吗？
Do you?
这不是在炒冷饭吗？
Now, Jesus has used numerous ways to deliver the same teaching to love others as yourself.
你们要彼此饶恕，你们要饶恕70个70。你们怎样一直在讲这个冷饭，你也炒了太多次了吧。
So Jesus has spoken about how you need to forgive other people 77 times and how you should this and that.
那是因为这个道理听起来容易，做起来超难。
This is because it is easy to receive and hear a sermon like this, but to actually do it is difficult.
这就是以前华人哲学家讲的叫做知易行难，所以必须不断的讲，因为我们做不好嘛。
This is because it is easy to understand, but it's hard to execute. That's why we need repetition and reminders.
所以我们一再在这里被神感动所讲的，就是希望大家能熟悉精确的掌握。
So that's why we repeat so that we may familiarize and that we can accurately attain.
感谢主啊，我们真耶稣教会啊，可以说是世界上最重视神话语的教会，最重视圣经
了。We can say that the true Jesus Church is a church that, that takes most importance on the teachings of the scripture.
在小弟从台湾来，我讲那边的状况了，我们真耶稣教会在台湾不是人数最多的，不是人数最多的基督教派。
And Taiwan TJC doesn't have the most believers in this Christian denomination.
那边有几个教派，包括长老会啊、天主教，人数都比我们多好几倍啊。
And so there are other denominations, such as Presbyterian, they have more believers than TJC.
可是小弟印象很深刻，每次台湾圣经公会只要出了新的译本。
But from my memory, every time when the publisher publishes a new translation of the Bible,
他们一定会来拜访我们真耶稣教会，对所有传道者毕恭毕敬的跟我们做介绍。
They will always come to TJC to visit our preachers and to introduce this new version of the Bible.
他们每次来的都是那台湾圣经公会的最高领导，他们的总干事啊。
And so their CEO will come to us.
当然他们也很客气。
Of course, they are very polite.
他们照实告诉我们说，
They are very honest and they tell us.
他们统计过、哦、
They have made a statistic.
在台湾圣经销售量最大的对象啊，不是那人数多我们好几倍的那些教派啊。
That's the greatest sales that they have for their Bible.
所以他要重视我们这个 market.
It's
就是我们真耶稣教会的同龄是世界上最会买圣经的。
So in other words, TJC believers are the ones that buy the Bible the most.
啊、买没有用啊，为什么我们要一直买？
Why do we keep on buying Bibles?
你们发觉啊，小弟还算比较不会翻的、啊、很多人叫你们一直翻一直翻一直翻，没多久都翻烂了。
There are some sermonizers that they keep on turning to the Bible, and so the more you turn the Bible, the more you would need a new Bible.
你们有些人还在圣经上面做笔记，有没有？
Many of you would make notes on your Bible.
做那本圣经我都觉得快要散开了，你还不舍得丢，因为里面都是你留下来的笔记啊。
And to the point that your Bible is about to fall apart.But you don't want to throw it away.
所以我们就是这样，我们是第一重视圣经的。这神岂是我们话语的教会？我们感谢神。
We are the church that takes the most importance in the Bible.
我们不崇拜某一个领会者。
No, we do not worship any sermonizer.
比如某个电视的大布道家。
Or any evangelist on TV.
或某个圣经的学者。
Or any biblical scholars.
我们也不要把圣经放在旁边，然后。专注于某个特别有灵修人的著作。
We do not put aside the Bible and merely read books published by famous scholars.
比如说台湾那里啊，或内地有些叫做聚会所，他们都读李长寿先生的著作啊，
不读圣经啊。And mainland China or Taiwan, the people don't really read the Bible, but they read a book published and written by Li.
我们来看提摩太后书四章三节。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书四章三节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 3. Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers.
各位大家注意到经文讲的，时候到的时候，人会厌烦纯正的道理。
So this verse stresses that when the time comes, people will not endure sound doctrine.
这个厌烦之后就会产生一种现象，想要自己去找一些老师。
And so after they are frustrated with the sound doctrine, what they do next is that they want to go and search for their own teachers.
小弟的意思不是说我们不能去听其他人对圣经的讲解或他们的建议，不是这样子。
I'm not saying that you cannot listen to other people's interpretation of the biblical scripture.
但是我们自己要注意，我准备好了吗？
But you need to be aware whether or not you are ready.
比如说我听其他人，不是我们教会的这些人，他们所分享的道理，我能够分辨出其中的真假在哪里吗？
So,
我能够精确的分辨吗？
You need to ask yourself, when you listen to sermonizers outside TJC, are you able to discerndiscreetly whether something is true or something is false.
不然啊，你知道吗？你是自愿把自己的脑送给别人洗。
Or else it would be like you're willing or you're voluntarily wanting to be brainwashed.
我们说那个洗脑是不人道的嘛，是集权嘛。
Brainwash is against human rights.
可是我们在这个民主国家里面啊，常常会发生一种很矛盾的事，把自己的脑送去给洗不干净或者乱洗的人去洗啊。
But in this free country, we are willing to go and get ourselves brainwashed.
我们多么注重肉体的健康，一点点啊，可能是 6ppm, 8ppm 有致癌物的食品食物，我们就不敢拿给我们的孩子吃啊，对不对？
We are very careful in governing our health. Any food that has any potential chance of cancer, we don't touch it.
可是对于属灵的话语，我们却毫不在乎。
But we don't use the same attitude when treating spiritual words.
因为在这里听的都差不多了，有更感动的，有更好听的，有更有口条的，就到处这里讲，去增添好些师父啦。
And so you will search for people who are more eloquent, some people who are more interesting, and then you will actually go and search for more teachers.
所以我们教会是有真理圣灵带领的。
Our church is governed and guided by.
我们不一定每个同龄都有解经的恩赐。
Perhaps not all believers have the ability to interpret the Bible.
有解经的恩赐，也不一定有讲道的恩赐。
Even if you have the ability, you may not have the eloquence to deliver the truth.
但是我们是同一个教会，我们应当去接受这些有解经恩赐或者讲道恩赐的人，多听。 就能理解神要留给我们的。
But we are all family. We are the same church, so we must listen to more of the people who are talented in interpreting the Bible and those who are good at sermonizing.
所以小弟也善意的给大家建议，我没有拒绝你们去听其他教派人所分解的，但是你要很小心。
So my suggestion is.That I'm not saying you can't go and listen to sermonizers outside TJC, but if you do, you must be careful.
为什么呢？我们继续看刚才的创世纪三章一到六节。
Why? Let us continue to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 to 6.
我们看三章四节。
Sorry, chapter 3, verse 4.
你看这厉害了。那个女人啊，夏娃有没有一开始又把神的话拿出来讲？
Now, did Eve first make reference to God's word?
我们看第二节，三章二节，夏娃在讲咯。
So let us take a look at chapter 3, verse 2, what Eve said.
他说，神曾说你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。这里就出皮肉啦，出皮肉啦，有没有看到？
So over here we can see a loophole.
来，神有说，你们有发觉改啦，夏娃自己就改啦。
So over here,Eve herself distorted the word of God.
来，我们看前面哦，二章十六节十七节。
Let us read chapter 2, verse 16 and verse 17.
来，你们看，我不要念啊。
Verse 16.
十七节，你念一下好了。
17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
来，你们对照一下，二章十七节是神说的嘛
？So chapter 2, verse 17 is exact words of God.
然后三章三节是夏娃说的嘛
？Chapter 3, verse 3 is spoken.By Eve.
有没有不一样的地方
？Have you seen anything different?
有哦，给出来啊嘞，多出来喽。
So she actually added something extra.
魔鬼很厉害，他一闻到你开始会增减之后，他就顺势叫做见缝插针呐、
啊。So devil,
他最厉害的智慧就是这一点，超厉害的。
When he senses or smells there is a gap,
神只是告诉你吃才会死，什么时候告诉你连摸都会死的？帮帮忙
So God has already told you that that you eat of it or you touch of it, you will die.
啊，人就是这样子嘛，想的理所当然了、啊。很多事情啊，教派之所以不同，就是很多事情讲起来都理所当然，这有什么好分辨的呢
？So a lot of denomination exists because they take things for granted.
既然摸会死。吃会死，最好连摸都不要摸。
Now,
到后来变成摸也会死，这什么东西啊
？So since when you eat of it,
规矩就是这样多出来的啦。
Sorry, since when you eat of it, you will die. So you might as well not touch it. That has make a rule. Don't touch it.
魔鬼一闻到这样子，原来你不太重视神原来的话，他就开始下手了。第三节就开始下手了。
So when the devil smells that you do not hold fast to the exact wording of God, he will enter.
你把吃改成吃跟摸。我也来改一个地方，而且魔鬼比我们更会改。
Now, since you have added this, do not touch, but then I will also change something else.
你有没有发觉整本圣经里面魔鬼在讲话，几乎都是引用神的话？你注意到他的特点了、哦、
？Have you realized that in the Bible, when the Satan speaks, he always quote God's word?
抱歉，我比较急，不是你不好了，你不要着急啊，他翻得很好，因为我怕时间不够了。你注意哦，主耶稣两千年前讲过，你们要议会啊，将来是站在。圣殿里面的是毁坏者
so,
不是外面来的、哦、
2000 years ago Jesus said that those who stand in the temple is the destroyer
所以、啊、第四节神怎么改超厉害
So verse 4 How was this distorted
从你们一定死他就只加一个字只加一个字
the original text
天地就翻转过来了
surely die. This is the original text but the serpent changed a word
一句话、哦、
One phrase.
全部改你一定知道这是假话
If the whole phrase is changed you know it's false
改一半、啊、你会觉得怪怪的
If the half of the phrase is changed you may feel a little strange
魔鬼最厉害的是都只改一点点可能是 1% 到 5% 或者根本连改都不改啊直接就拿来乱用，这他最厉害啊！
The deceptive means of the devil is that he will maybe change 0.5%, or he even may just use the whole quotation, but doing it in the wrong context.
你们有想到主耶稣被诱惑的那一件事件吗？
Do you remember
被魔鬼诱惑
the incident where Jesus was tempted?
好，在马太福音四章三节七节，我们不看了哈。
So this is in Matthew chapter 3.
注意每一句话。 都是引用神的话。
Every word spoken by the devil, he take reference to God's original text.
你整本圣经背起来了吗？
Now let me ask you, have you commit to memory the entire Bible?
魔鬼不止背起来，他倒背如流。
Not only can Satan do it, but he can do it back to front.
我们今天能够在这真道里，是神的恩典跟保守。
Today it is the protection and the grace of God that we are able to be seated here.
你看，从一定时变成一开始的。神岂是真说，开始把你的心给弄松了。
And so, from the first word that the serpent said has God
indeed said, 没有啦，意思就是神不会，天父那么爱你，怎么会那么没爱心呢？你们把神想得太严厉了。哎呦，
我天啊。He's saying that, would God really make you die? Oh no, he's not that strict.
神这么爱你们，怎么会规定那么严呢？你把神想得太严厉了，就是神岂是真说，从这里开始的哦。
So from this, Has God indeed said? He's trying to say that God loves you so much. Why would He make you die?
神说怎么样会得救，怎么样不会得救，就跟你说不是啦，那样做也不一定不会得救啦。哎呦，我的妈呀！
So when you
你们要小心啊。
So when you have heard the word, what can be saved, what cannot be saved, and then someone says to you, "No, this is not absolute," then you have to be.
我现在告诉大家就是灵界的手段。
So what I'm introducing you is that the means of the spiritual realm.
信仰就是一辈子的属灵征战跟属灵生活。
Because faith is spiritual warfare.
你们不要以为你们不想跟魔鬼战，魔鬼就不会来找你们。没这不要这么天真，好不好
？Do not think naively that so long as I don't challenge the Satan, he will not come to me.
他不只想要干掉你，还想把你们的儿女跟后代全部吞吃掉。
Not only does he
我给你保证，他的用意是这样子。
Not only does he want to eat you up, but he also want to consume your children.
我们唯一可以抵抗的就是神的恩典跟保守，还有我们对他话语的信心。这个基础不能忘啊。
Why we are able to defend him is because of God's grace, God's given faith.
所以你看，哎，夏娃就相信哦。
Now over here, back to Genesis.
然后再来第五节，我们继续看第五节。
Verse five.
你看哦，他还把神搞得有点恶意啊。
Now he
无形当中把神弄成黑脸的，你晓得吗
？Now, so intentionally she has, put God in a bad shape.
因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
Sorry, the serpent has given God a bad shape because he said, "For God knows it, and the day you eat of it, you will be able to tell the good."
神的心胸那么狭窄啊
！So is God so narrow-minded?
我问大家，知道有智慧知道事情，就会日子更好过吗
？Let me ask you, if you have more wisdom, does it guarantee that you will have better life?
来，我们来看一个经节，看《传道书》一章十八节。
Ecclesiastes,
传道书旧约圣，传道书一章的十八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter one verse 18. Chapter one verse 18. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
这一节小弟有很深刻、很深刻的体会。
This verse, I have a very strong experience.
多有智慧就多有愁烦，怎么会呢
？So you might question, for a much
加增知识就加增忧伤。
Why he who increases knowledge increases sorrow?
为什么？因为我们人的智慧跟知识啊，再怎么样也比不上神，不可能完全。
For it does not matter how much wisdom or knowledge we have, we are incomparable to God.
所以我们一直想要追求智慧，追求知识。
So we continuously pursue after wisdom and knowledge.
可是因为我们追求的那部分永远不可能像神那样是完全的，所以你总会发觉更多问题，然后知道之后你也无能去解决。会不会这样子
？No, because the more you pursue after knowledge and wisdom, there's no way you can attain the same level as God, and then you realize there's more problem for you to solve.
因为时间到了，所以。我再讲一点我的体验啊。以前我妈妈是医师，我跟我太太都是药师啊 ，pharmacist。
In the past, my mother was a doctor, and together with my wife, we are pharmacists.
后来我太太，我看到某些征象检查、影像学检查，发觉她是 cancer。
So after several physical examinations, she realized she got cancer.
别人看到还不一定知道。
Now, perhaps other people may not see this.
我们一看到啊，都还不用人家 physician 什么跟我们解释，我们就知道了。
But because we are pharmacists and this is very obvious to us, we know it's cancer.
超忧愁的，超难受的，快要死。
So we were very sorrowful to the point of death.
可是你知道了，你有这种智慧跟知识知道了，你有办法解决吗？
But even if you have such level of wisdom and knowledge, are you able to solve the problem?
我们目前的医学就是这样子。
This is our current medicine.
结果我真的很羡慕啊，有些到了医院里面啊，他自己发生什么事自己都还不知道的那一种。你们那边要在讲什么吗
？Envy those who go into the hospital for a checkup and yet they don't even know why.
我讲一个见证啊，我又听到另外一个见证啊，有一天我去访问一个老弟兄。
So here's a testimony. One day I visited a brother.
那个老弟兄说哈。哎呀，感谢神啊！我那个有一天坐在前面晒太阳，突然就全身无力啊。
He said, one day when I was sunbathing, and suddenly I felt a sense of weakness throughout my body.
结果啊，哇，快死的感觉。
And I felt I was at the point of death.
感谢神啊！我一醒过来啊，去医院打一根针就好了，就回来了。
And thank God, because when I woke up, I was in the hospital, and they gave me an injection, and I'm all good now.
结果他太太在旁边说：“哈，传道，你不要跟他讲，那傻瓜。”
So his wife said to me, said,
你知道他发生什么事吗？
Do you actually know what happened?
他坐在前面晒太阳，晒到心肌梗塞啊，已经口吐白沫了。
She said, my husband was sunbathing to the point of having a heart attack.
然后我们还叫 ambulance 来啊，把他塞到医院去啊。
We even had to call the ambulance to send him to the hospital.
他说：“哇，这么厉害，打一根针啊！”他说：“传道，不是打针啊，那是从这里伸进去做心脏支架。”
Oh my goodness. So he actually had a cardiac surgery.
你们懂吗？
It wasn't even just the injection. So do you understand?
我发觉那个弟兄很幸福耶。
I realized that this brother is very blessed.
他连怕都不知道怕。
He doesn't even know to be scared.
他说感谢神啊，我就这样不舒服，去医院打一根针就回来了。
He said, all I did was I went to the hospital, they gave me an injection, and I'm back.
我们知道这整个过程的，我们不是要多少担心，你晓得吗？
But because we as bystanders, we know the whole process.
我们常常以为啊，有智慧跟多增加知识就一定幸福。不一定，圣经讲的是真的啊！多有愁烦，加增忧伤啊。
Often we mistaken that having more wisdom or knowledge will have better life, but this is actually the opposite. You will have more sorrow.
我不晓得你们怎么祷告求主耶稣的。
I don't know how you pray.
以前我懵懂无知的时候，我还会一直求神赐我智慧。
But in the past, when I was still very naive, I always prayed for wisdom.
求你赐我智慧能力来造就教会。其实私心是让我聪明一点啊。我承认我有罪了。
I pray for the Lord to give me wisdom so I can govern the church, but this is actually because I'm greedy.
可是我读一读啊，哎，所罗门王有没有求到智慧啊？
And so after reading this verse, I ask myself, has Solomon gained wisdom?
这家伙后来啊，
what happened to him? What happened to him at the end? He deviated from God.
所以后来我懂得怎么求了。
So at the end, I knew how to pray.
我们台湾那里有一句话叫做“天公疼憨人”。
There is a very famous Chinese saying that the Lord loves people who are unintelligent.
神爱看起来好像他傻傻的。
So the Lord, or heaven looks take care of people who seems simple-minded.
我不想当一个充满忧愁跟负担的智慧者。
I don't want to be a person who's wise but full of sorrow.
我说神啊，
I said, God,
我要你一切的幸福跟恩典，即使我是白痴都没关系。
I want all your blessings and blessings and grace, even if that means I need to be a dummy.
对我来讲，那个平安跟福气呀，远比那个智慧更重要啊。
So peace and grace is far more important than wisdom.
所以明哲的未必得之财，快跑的未必能赢，对不对
？So those who are wise, they may not necessarily gain wealth, and those who are fast may not.
对呀，有人就这样子啦。你看，神怕我们跟他一样懂智慧，哎呦喂呀，那结果你懂出来是怎么样？
So people may say God doesn't want us to have the same level of wisdom as Him, but the more understanding you have, what happens?
最后小弟再讲一点啊，哈。
So let me say this.
那个伊甸园中的那一棵善恶树到底是什么意思
？So what is the meaning of the tree of good and evil in the Garden of Eden?
善恶树，你看是善恶哦。不是本来不叫做智慧树哦。
This is the tree of the good and evil.
因为你根据那一棵树所形成的结果，就会有善有恶。
Because depending on what you do with the tree, then there is a result of good or bad, evil.
本来亚当夏娃在神的保护之内，他面临的一切全部都是善的，他也不需要去分辨，也不需要去处理嘛。
Under the protection of God, Adam and Eve, they are in good hands, good.
不管人家对这个伊甸园，你问说他是现在什么两大河流又怎么样，那个地方是够大。
It doesn't matter what people say. That's this Eden. Garden of Eden has the river Euphrates, etc.
大家想一想，那个伊甸园里面有多少棵树？你们大概给它量化一下。
So you might like to quantify how many trees are there in the Garden of Eden.
我想哈，没有十亿棵，大概也有五千万棵啦。
Even if there's no one, not 1 billion trees, there might be five million.
假设一亿棵哈，什么树都可以吃，对不对
？If that's 1 billion trees, then you can eat anything.
神只有放一棵，就一亿分之一在那里。So, 说不能吃，还事先告诉他们，你知道为什么吗
？So why did God make this clear in the beginning that just out of the 1 billion trees you cannot touch that one tree？
有些人说，你看神不安好心呐、啊，就不要告诉他们就没事，不要放那棵树就没事嘛。
People might say that God doesn't have a good intention. If He didn't tell them, or if God didn't situate this tree over there，
神绝对存好心，他是良善的。
No, God is always good. He will always have a good intention.
他不得不告诉亚当夏娃。有那一棵树的存在，不得不告诉为什么？我跟你解释。
So God felt obliged to let Adam and Eve know that there is a tree there and they cannot touch.
如果没有告诉亚当夏娃有那一棵树你们不能碰的话，人就不成为人。
Should God withdrew or have withdrew this fact from Adam and Eve, then these mankind will not be mankind.
我问大家，我们可不可以设计出一只 robot？机器人出来啊
！Are we able to design a robot？
电脑
，computer，
program， 程式
，or programming。
然后每天回家的时候啊，也不用叫什么小爱同学了，对不对？然后就告诉他说：“我回来啦。”
So every day when you return home, you can say to the robot, "I'm back."
然后你设置的程式、电脑跟机器人，反正绝对不会出错。他没有选择权，他只能说：“主人辛苦啦，我爱你，我好爱你，哈利路亚，我爱你。”
You can set a program that every time you say I'm back, they will respond with Hallelujah. Oh, you have done a good job. I love you, Hallelujah.
现在可不可以这样设计啊
？Are we able to create such a robot?
好啦，我知道有些人听起来是舒服啦，对不对
？I know people after hearing such a response, they feel good.
可是这种舒服远远比不上，
比不上什么？
一个有思考跟选择权的人说我爱你的那一句话。
But this response given by a robot, I love you, is incomparable to a living person who can say I love you back.
因为他可以决定不爱你嘛。
Because this person has the right to decide not to love you.
他有权不爱你嘛。
So this person has the right not to love you.
所以哈、哦，有些太太会问丈夫，这也不晓得算不算啥问题。为什么世界上有这么多女人，你只爱我呢？
So,
哎呀，各位丈夫，你要小心一点啊！
So some wives may say to their husband, "There are so many women in this world. Why do you love me alone?"
你说，因为我选择要爱你。
So the husband should respond with, "Because I have chosen to love you."
我决定爱到底。
And I have chosen to love you to the end.
哎呀，世界上即使有70亿个女人，我也不会去爱其他任何一个。你先不要管真的假的啦，你听起来就很舒服嘛。
He might say, even if there are 70 billion women in this world, I will still only love you.
因为他有权去选择更多的，他不选，他选你啊。
Because he has the choice to love somebody else, but he chose you.
神造人就是给人有神的形象，可以做选择，这是人的价值哦。可以做判断跟选择，就是人的价值啊。
When God created mankind, they are vested with the right to choose what they want.
神可以把我们设计成我们无法选择，对不对？不只是温室中的花瓶，无法选择，
God,
没有能力作恶，也无法分辨善恶。
God can also program us so that we cannot choose.
但那样子，我们对神来说，就只是一个带着血肉的机器人。
But to us, to God, we are merely fleshly robots.
所以在伊甸园放那一棵善恶树啊，那一棵善恶树其实就是让人心的选择啦。
So the point of why God has situated this tree of good and evil is for humans to make their choice.
但是神让那么多你可以吃，只有放一颗，还告诉你千万不能吃，偏偏你就选择去违背它。所以就这样来了，这样懂吗
？God has planted a lot of trees in that garden, and merely one that they cannot touch. And so this is where the problem comes.
神也希望不要放啊，但是不放你就不叫做人呐、啊。
If God did not situate that tree over there, then you cannot be called a person or a human being.
所以我们看回魔鬼啊，魔鬼都是王。哎、他还要去质疑神的动机，都不安好心呐、啊。
So if you look at Satan, he will always doubt God's intention.
好了，我们时间超过了， 所以我们要注意魔鬼的手段是这样子。
So we need to be precautious that this is the ways of the
devil. 他最擅长利用神的话。
He is very good at using God's word.
甚至利用部分的事实来断章取义。
He will also take partial truth to take things out of context.
我们要去防备这种事，就是只有让自己更熟悉神的话语。
In order to avoid such distortion is for us to familiarize with God's word.
借由真理圣灵来真正理解神的本意。
To understand the truth and intention of God through the guidance of the scripture and the Holy Spirit.
相信我们将来都会在主耶稣面前见面。
I believe all of us will see God's face in the future.
不止我们，还有我们心中所挂念、所爱的那些人，我们要好好引导他们。
Not only us, but also those people whom we love, so long as we guide them properly.
所以多跟他们分享神的话，多跟他们思考神的话，这就是一个最美好的爱的形式。
So long as we share the word of God, this is the best way to deliver our love.
好，我们一起来唱诗，赞美诗364首。
364.